Let's move, please, to item 268.
268, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $250,000 from Metro for the North Northeast Community Development Pathway 1000 Initiative Project.
Patrick, Mr. Zender, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Joe Zender, Chief Planner with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And the action you're considering today is to accept grant funds from the Metro Community Planning and Development Grant Program. It's a construction excise tax grant program. And this is one of four grants that the city was awarded last year. The others you've approved or will approve on consent. But this grant in particular is an example of how we're trying to use this Metro program to actually move towards implementation of comp plan and other objectives as well. And implementation to us in this case is a planning document, but it's with and by a community development group for the implementation plan of an initiative that's called Pathway 1000. So I'm here today with Maxine Fitzgerald, who's the executive director of PCRI, who would, what?
Fitzpatrick,
sorry. And with who's the recipient of the grant with us. Most of the $250,000 is going to PCRI. And I offer the opportunity for Maxine to tell you about Pathway 1000 and the use of the grant.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Pathway 1000 is one of the most comprehensive housing undertaking that PCRI has done since, I would say, its formation in the preservation of the Dominion Capital Bank rental housing portfolio. We're excited about the opportunity to do some displacement mitigation, number one, but also to look at this development opportunity that has a 10-year time frame, look at the total economic impact that it has on the residents as well as the city and as well as the county, and to be able to engage other community-based organizations, private consultants, our educational system, Portland State University, private development partners, and as I indicated, extensive community engagement process that will utilize past data from the city's engagement of the community as well as current reports, state of housing in Portland, to produce a document that not only talks about what we're going to build, where we're going to build, and the total economic impact of that 10-year engagement process in the city of Portland. I think oftentimes when we develop housing, we do it in isolation in terms of thinking about the impact that it brings to the community. We're looking at the employment opportunities, business creation, elevation of underemployed people, and we're looking at it basically from a holistic approach. And I think when we're done and present this report back to the city that you'll be hopefully proud to be a part of and supportive of it, as you have done in other housing development activities in the city. I also applaud the opportunity to have attention given to the housing needs of culturally specific communities. Oftentimes, we kind of block them all together, but they do have different and separate needs as no one size fits all. So I'm appreciative of the city's understanding of that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. Questions about this grant?
I have one question for either of you. In the Exhibit B that's attached to our materials, it describes the team that's working on this, and it's Maxine, you as the executive director of PCRI, Nan Stark from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and then Tyler Bump from BPS. And I'm just curious, why is there no one from the Housing Bureau listed as a project sponsor or team member?
The Housing Bureau actually has been a participant in the development of the grant from the initiation, actually,
right,
the
exactly.
First meetings with right. The PCR board. So that would be an oversight. But, you know, our role in this thing is to provide some assistance and stay in the loop, because this is PCRI-led project, but it was developed with Harvey Armenia at the Housing Bureau. So
I think that the mechanical answer is Metro makes planning grants to planning agencies, so therefore it comes to the Planning Bureau. But that doesn't mean other bureaus can't be involved.
Yes, and I think that exhibit is based on our Metro materials, and so we're using the staff time from those two BPS staff as the match for this grant.
And we do have an oversight committee that will definitely involve the engagement of the Portland Housing Bureau. They're looked at and considered one of the partners in this development, specifically since it's, you know, the main goal is to create housing, so there's no way they could not be an integral part of what we do and how we do it.
Other questions? Thank you both very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item?
We have two people signed up. Michael W. Duro and David Davis.
Okay, come on up, please. Good morning.
Michael is also a commissioner of the Multnomah Educational...
Director.
Director of the Multnomah Education Service District. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome.
How are you doing? The MESD is not meeting this week, so I decided to be collegial and come here and visit you. I wanted to speak for the idea of developing more forms of low-income housing. I've been online looking for any real co-op housing in Portland, and there doesn't really seem to be a lot of that. But I think that the city needs to look for I look, encourage with carrots and sticks, incentivize, in other words, the chance, the opportunity for people to have shared housing, co-op housing, and then when you go into co-op housing, and then individual housing, and things like trailers that can be moved, like smaller trailers that can be moved. And and even maybe some campgrounds with tents for people that have animals and don't want to be indoors. And that's just throwing in my two cents.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate your partnership.
Thank you.
Colleagues, I had the honor of swearing Michael in his new position. He had invited someone else to come the night that I swore in Stephen Mark Baudois.
Mm-hmm.
His special guest did not arrive, so we got a two for the price
hey,
of one.
Hey, well, that's good.
And,
glad you were there.
Thank you for your service, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning. You're next, Mr. Davis.
So I wanted to suggest that you guys actually do a better job on housing by buying a bunch of the foreclosure properties that have made a lot of people homeless to begin with, and there's a 37% vacancy rate in foreclosures in Portland and the Vancouver area, and you guys could easily buy up surplus bank-owned foreclosed properties and put people back in the housing instead of having them sit there and rot to maybe, possibly be torn down and rebuild after they sit for 10 years or more not doing anything for the community. And, you guys might want to think, too, about funding some city-owned hostels or something like that because in this town, I was actually homeless for a long time, and I tried to check into some of the hostels around here, and I found out that you have to be an out-of-state resident. You can't be a local resident to even go to the hostels around here. So basically all the hostels around here are not even accessible to homeless people that could afford to possibly spend the night at a place instead of a cheap, crappy motel, which this, and another thing, you guys could do, I don't know if you guys have ever slept in any of the crappy hotels on Interstate Avenue or 82nd Street. You might have been there, you might have visited or whatever, but I suggest you guys go do a tour and see the filthy conditions that people are forced to live in and pay, you know, upward to $1,200 to $1,500 a month, or, you know, $300, $500 a week to stay at these little filth dens that have black mold, just horrendous, you know. And, you know, maybe the city needs to regulate some of the hotels, or consider opening some of their own and regulate it to a certain level of standard, you know, because I see a lot of waste in this city, and, you know, a lot of poverty pimps are always lining up to get their little pay at the trowel, you know. And, you know, I actually saw recently Joins figures, which are, you know, some of the main people that you guys refer people to for housing, and they had spent like $1.3 million on actual housing people, and they almost spent $1 million on their own staff. And so that's pretty crappy right there.
Thanks very much.
I want to actually
thank you.
Or just let the, you know, start giving the community, like, some money instead of funneling it through poverty.
Okay, thanks very much. Actually, on the subject of abandoned foreclosed houses, we have a group of city staff that have been working on that issue for some time, and they are coming to council for a work session on April 5th. So actually, we have some folks working on that very problem, because you're right, there's some empty houses out there that have actually sat around empty a long time. So appreciate you bringing that up.
I think okay. One thing, oh, too, David. Homeless people could actually come and through some agency instead of having to go to all the poverty pimp agencies, and actually just come to you, tell a caseworker their story and streamline it so they get into things, you know?
Working on that. Okay, Mr. Davis, thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, anyone else? Then let's please take a vote on this item, because it's an emergency ordinance.
So this grant is going to create a funding and implementation plan with the goal of 1,000 units of housing for displaced residents, identifying the sites and creating community benefits agreements, et cetera. I'm really pleased that it's aligning with the city's north-northeast neighborhood housing investment strategy, and that the city is working together with the Housing Bureau, which did support this application. I'm particularly happy about this because I was serving on the Metro Policy Advisory Committee with Mayor Adams when we persuaded the Metro Council to continue the previous excise tax and to allow Portland to continue to be eligible for it. So it's fun to be able and gratifying to see this money coming back to be put to implementation as well as planning. Thank you to all the staff, especially Tom Armstrong, who continues to do great work on the Metro Policy Advisory Committee, as well as Joe and Maxine and others who presented today. Aye.
Council was pleased to support the application that went to Metro. And now we're obviously pleased to accept the grant. And if we add 1,000 homes under this initiative in the next 20 years, there will be one person that will take a bow, and that is Maxine Fitzpatrick. Aye.
Councilman.
Well, I want to thank Metro and Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and PCRI, Maxine Fitzpatrick, for landing this grant and having ambitious goals. And we hope they are successful. Aye.
It's good work and a good partnership. Thank you all very much. Bye.